Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks for Two Geeks Got with Beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my man whose muscles are as hard as steel. It's Frank. How are you today?
Hey. I'm doing all right, buddy. Feeling strong.
That's good.
Feeling strong. Feeling handsome. But, you know, what else is new?
I don't know. I think you always feel those things, I guess. Like, yeah.
That's right.
How is it to feel strong and handsome all the time? That's must lead such a good life. Yeah.
Hard, but someone's got to do it.
Frank, we're here to talk about what we're drinking. Before we talk about stuff, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, you know me, Tim, you know what a football fan I am.
Yes, that if there were fandoms that I thought of for you that were kind of like
NFL right up there,
the NFL is definitely an S tier. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, you know,
everything else.
Now that the season is over, I had to break out a Sam Adams postseason IPA.
Nice.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And
Frank, did you know that the football season is in fact over, or was that like just like a guessing game for you? We're like, could be over.
No, I do know that. And that's like, why we're postseason.
Okay.
And we're not in the postseason
because they released
post-
a beer for it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We're not in the postseason anymore, but we are postseason.
I see.
Yeah. In that sense.
Do you think anybody looks at postseason IPA and they're just like, but it's always a season. So I don't
Whoa, that's existential.
For every time there is a season, Frank, and you are a man for all seasons.
Turn.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is a bright, delicious session IPA that will carry you to the postseason, and it is a 4.5 ABV beer that has a big, bright tropical notes driven by a blend of hop varieties from around the world. It's the playoffs of beers is what it is. I don't know that I would agree with that 100%, but it's quite good. I like it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. I mean,
it's a nice sessionable IPA, and it's a touch fruity.
A touch of the fruity, just as I have on my X bio, a touch fruity.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, and that's how you get bullied off of X.
Yeah. You know how hard it was for me to just call it X right now? I had to like.
That took a lot of restraint, and I'm proud of you.
I had to like swallow Twitter. Like.
Yeah.
To like. X, like, it's just not good. What a terrible branding decision. Anyway,
I don't like it at all.
No, it's all like, who wants to be on X? Like, this is an old topic, but really,
literally one guy has wanted it for 30 years.
Well, that guy is weird, but we knew that. Frank, I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada Trail Pass, which is their golden non-alcoholic beer, because I'm still taking an antibiotic, Frank.
Still taking an antibiotic. You got to take care of yourself, man. I respect
that. Exactly. This beer tastes like, this non-alcoholic beer tastes like a beer, though.
I should hope so.
Well, sometimes they don't, you know?
This is true. But I would hope that it would, and I'm glad that it does.
It does. It really does. I feel like I'm actually contributing to Beer with Geeks by drinking this now.
You know what? You always are, but frankly, I agree with you, and you should feel ashamed of your actions in the past.
Thank you. I have a real talk question for you. When you say the word "frankly," do you laugh a little bit inside? A
little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit inside. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to see if people are going to make the joke or not.
Sure. Like, you just know.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming.
There's always a chance, right? There's always a, and I can, yeah, there's always a chance that, like, if I say this, someone's going to react to it. It actually sometimes steers me away from saying the word because, like, that'll just distract from what I'm trying to say right now.
Mm, that makes sense. Is there any time when you actually want to draw attention to the fact that you're saying it right now?
No, it's never a wanting to draw attention to it. It's sometimes wanting to draw attention away from it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. You're in a unique position in that most names don't have, like, right, other words attached to them. Like, you need, like, other letters for mine to work. Like, yes. I'm not Timely. It has to be Timely, right?
Right.
Or so, yeah, it must be a blessing and a curse.
Kind of, yeah. I guess, you know, I will amend what I just said. I do know I'm drawing attention to it if I say, let me be frank.
Okay.
Right, if I put it that way, then we're just... Sure.
Now you're just being funny.
Now we're just having fun. Now we're just playing in the space.
Yeah. Is that something that you can do at work?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for Definitely.
You. I love that.
Can and do.
Good. I'm glad. Frank, you and I are both Superman fans, and there's been some, like, Superman movie stuff that's been happening. And we've, like, talked about it a little bit on the texting, but actually not a terrible amount. And knowing full well by the time this episode comes out, they're probably going to release other things that we're just going to be behind the eight ball on. But whatever. Like, whatever. So let's talk about a few. So
Such
let's
is
talk,
life.
Thus is life, and I don't really care. So let's talk about a few things. First and foremost, I don't remember the last time we actually talked about this. Nicholas Hoult is Lex Luthor. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we've actually talked about this. What do you think about that?
I don't know his work well enough to have formed a strong opinion yet.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't seen enough. I don't have a strong opinion either way. I'm honestly, for most of the things with this movie, I'm sort of like, okay.
Choices.
I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm open to a lot of it. Some things I'm excited about. There's honestly nothing that I'm specifically upset about or worried about. They're only things that I'm either excited about or sort of like, huh, okay, cool, we'll give that a shot.
Can you give me an example?
Well, Nicholas Hoult is in I'll Give It a Shot. Rachel Brosnahan is, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, no offense to her, but the entirety of me liking this movie or not pretty much rests on her shoulders. Like, isn't that, like, it's very unfair, but I love her. She's so talented, and
she's
the casting decision that I'm the most excited about. And
so far, same, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so yeah, I'm sorry, but it's gonna rest on whether this in my head is working or not working. I mean, it's gonna work. Like, I have, like, no.
That's it.
Like,
it's gonna work. I can't imagine it not working.
You've seen 15 minutes of Mrs. Maisel. You know it's going to work, yeah. Right? She'd have to go in a completely extraordinarily weird direction for it to not work.
I really hope that that's where James Gunn wants her to go, right? Like, I hope that that's why he cast her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that is what I'm picturing is a Midge Maisel type.
Correct. And it's not necessarily in, like, all personality, but, like,
Midge... Yeah, not necessarily in the 60s. No.
But, like, Midge has this, like, determined look. You know, like, when she gets something in her head and she's going to go get it, she has this, like, furious eyebrow, like, dead-on stare walk. And that is 100% Lois Lane to me.
Yeah,
and
I agreed.
Those key moments right there. Like, you know, like, she doesn't have to be the funniest person in the room always trying to make a joke or whatever. You know, like, that's not Lois.
Right.
Like, I don't care about that. But that small part of Midge is absolutely Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Hard agree. So that's she's the thing that I'm probably most excited about for this film. But there are the fact that they've renamed it Superman instead of Superman Legacy. I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. I'm that almost makes me a little more excited than I was already.
That's good.
I like it better as a title.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I was actually talking to my friend at work about this, and he's like, isn't technically the Christopher Reeve movie Superman the movie? It's not just Superman.
Right.
We've never really had a movie just called Superman because it was Superman the movie, which I think we need to bring back. I think that's what we're missing. I think we need like Napoleon, the movie.
The movie.
I think people would be like, oh, it's not a TV show. It's a movie.
It's
like,
right.
Yeah. Wait, is this we a need, series like, or is this they're like the movie? Yeah.
It needs to be like, it needs to be a thing. We need to, you know, there was Santa Claus, the movie. There was Superman, the movie. Mm-hmm. Spaceballs, the movie.
Spaceballs, the towel. Yeah.
Spaceballs, the t-shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to bring back that kind of like labeling of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is beer, the beer. Like, I think that's, you know,
Beer with Geeks, the podcast.
Beer with Geeks, the podcast. Yeah. And nothing else. Not where we do things. Just the Beer with Geeks, the podcast.
The podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's bring it back. We're bringing
it
back.
Let's do it.
Anyway, but I agree with you. I think ditching the legacy, I think it actually sends a stronger, clear-cut reboot start message. Like, it just legacy indicates, well, legacy, I guess, that there is something that has come before and what you're leaving behind and whatever else. And, like, everybody has taken that as, like, Superman's legacy, right? Like, I understand that in totality, but I think by ditching the legacy, I think James Gunn said like something like, it was clear to me that this movie is just called Superman, like in his final writing process to me, which means that like, this is like a really definitive statement on the character of Superman. That's like kind of like the central thesis of the movie. Like, who is Superman to everybody? What is that? Like, what is that? And it's like, you don't need to say legacy to like get that across anymore. And also by ditching legacy, you eliminate the speculation of what legacy means.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like what is coming from that, and like children or Kryptonian heritage or
yes, anything. Yes,
it just is Superman. And like, it's like, if you're really restarting and you're going bold, don't get fancy smancy with your titles.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. There is something about the simplicity of that that gives me some, calm, some hope of a good, like, oh, this sounds like a good reset.
Yep.
A new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy implies something that came before, right? It implies a carryover from something before, whereas just calling it Superman implies this is a fresh start.
I think we've also separated ourselves just by decades of being so far removed from the Chris Reeve movie from 1978 that like you can just call a movie Superman again. It's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
As much as we love it, a lot of people actually still like haven't seen it, right? You're looking to attract a new audience. So just Superman, this is your Superman now. Here you go. I also think that there's something about the modern trend in adaptations, like where they've been out long enough where we call it Superman 78, Batman 89, you know, like when they don't have anything other than Batman 66. You don't have anything else attached to it. You just attach the year to it, which is great because now that's Superman 78. That's like, even though it's not the official title of the movie, it's its own designation.
That's right.
Superman 78. Here you go. So now this is Superman 25, right? Superman 2025.
We're talking about it like it's a new thing. I mean, like, every Marvel movie is just named after the hero.
Iron Man. Well, you know, except my example, which is like, it's not a great example because like there was a Captain America movie that came out in 1990. Then when Captain America came out, I could say that it was just called Captain America. It wasn't. It was called Captain America, the First Avenger.
The First Avenger.
But that wasn't because there was a previous Captain America. That's because they wanted people to know that it was linking up to Avengers. It had like, it was like doing the opposite of what Superman Legacy is doing.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
it needed to connect to the larger universe. But it was just called like, even the Hulk, like the Incredible Hulk had a TV show. It was called the Incredible Hulk. And then like when the movie came, the Incredible Hulk, there it is. Or Hulk, Daredevil, Fantastic Four, like, you know, that's it. You don't need anything more than that. It's really, getting tied up in names, I think, hurts. So,
right.
Yeah. It's really smart. I want to go back to Nicholas Holt for a second. You said you're not, like, super familiar with his work, but I do want to talk about he was just on Inside You with Michael Rosenbaum. So Lex Luthor talking to Lex Luthor, and they do talk Lex Luthor on the episode. And I actually do like in the interview process how open people were being about the making of movie as it's going. Like,
that's
pretty
cool.
Interesting that, like, it's not really closed doors. It's like they're inviting people in early on. Like, they were just like set photos taken of they started filming in Norway. Like, and I saw James Gunn said, like, yep, it's the Fortress of Solitude. This is the beginning of the movie.
I was going to say, what could they be filming there?
And he's like, it's the Fortress of Solitude. He's like, people can come and watch. Like, he's like, I don't care. Like, it means that you're interested, which is wonderful. He's like, what I don't like is you sneaking a camera in, like, trying to get a picture to make money. I don't like that. But if you want to come and watch, we're here. Like,
that's very interesting. That's a very interesting way to
do
that. I like that.
It's so different than, like, the, like, secretive copy on red paper. You can't leave until the thing. And they're just like, yeah, we're making a movie. It happens. You know, like, we're here. And maybe because he also knows, like, you ain't going to say anything. Like, we're filming some exterior shots of what will be the Fortress of Solitude. But for them to even be like, we're going to Norway to film exterior of the Fortress of Solitude, we're not doing a green screen or anything like that. Like, I'm sure there will be, but I also like that decision. Just like,
yeah.
I want the real landscape. It's going to be nice.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like those things. I'm just like, that's making me happy. I agree with many things that are happening.
It's like, I like what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah.
I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah. But anyway, go back to this Nicholas Hoult thing. He talked about Michael. He was talking to Michael Rosenbaum, and Nicholas Hoult said, like, actually, Michael Rosenbaum was his first Lex Luthor.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. He said, that's great. I've just downloaded the episode.
Oh, good. Yeah. He said, like, he was like Smallville was out when I was like 11 or 12. That's when it started, which is, you know, so because he's about our age. Right.
That,
you know,
yeah, that tracks.
You know, and so he said, you were my first one. And he's like, and I just loved how he I can't remember the exact phrase, but he was like, he basically like charmed the room. And then in an instant, you knew he was bad. Like, he was just able to, like, switch it so fast. And he said it was, like, Nicholas Hoult said, like, I went back and, like, I watched all the other ones. And part of the process of, like, seeing what everybody else has done. And he's like, I've been hitting the gym because I was reading All-Star Superman. And Lex has this one line about, like, his muscles being, like, super hard and toned, like, his mind or something like that. And he's like, I'm going to run with that. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I just like that to me already also says like, that's the Lex Luthor I've been waiting for, baby. Like the one that like is going to be as perfect as he can be because he thinks that he is. Like,
I like the sound of a Lex who's not a joke.
He doesn't sound like he's going to be.
Because like Gene Hackman is, you know, was like written as a comic book character and is kind of a joke.
Right.
Jesse Eisenberg was doing kind of a joke.
He was doing a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it's funny because like when Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor was serious, you actually took him seriously.
That's like absolutely
going
true.
Back and watching when he's just like when Miss Testmacher's like, my mom lives in, you know, Hackensack, New Jersey. And he just kind of like shrugs.
Just looked like, at his watch and then like shakes his head no.
Like that's cold. Like, yeah. It's really cold and it's not a joke. Like,
right.
And so, so despite all the like greatest criminal mind of our time, like where else would you get this and this and this and this? It like kind of works. It works for the movie that it's in, but like, he is a comic book character, right?
For sure.
Yeah. And like Kevin Spacey's in Superman Returns kind of oscillates between this like coldness and whatever.
Yeah.
I was talking about this with my friend at work, and we said, like, everybody in Superman Returns is in a different movie. And I think that's, like, everybody, and or just, like, everybody's doing a thing. Nobody,
yes.
Like, and sometimes they're all doing different things. Like, Brandon Routh is, like, being Christopher Reeve, and, like, the kid playing Jimmy Olsen is, like, being Jimmy Olsen. He's not really, like, acting. He's, like, well, he is, but he's, like, acting being Jimmy instead of just like inhabiting a character. Brandon Routh gets a pass because like that's what he was supposed to do. That's why he was hired.
Correct.
Right. And he does a good job.
Correct.
But like is more a Superman, I think, than as Clark. Like, Clark feels like he's, like, doing a bit instead of, like, you know, like being, like, an authentic person. He's, I find him more authentic as Superman in that movie. But, like, but Kevin Spacey's, like, he's good, but he's, like, doing a thing. He's, like, doing Gene Hackman, but sinister.
But sinister. I honestly do think that Spacey probably has, is probably the best big screen
Luther absolutely
to date.
But it's not like a huge like hurdle because it's not Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, it's not. It's not close. It's not even close.
It's not even close. No, John Shea continues to be the best Lex on screen.
Small screen, then we've got.
There's actually quite a few of them. John, not Hurt. John Hurt would have been an amazing.
John Hurt would have been incredible.
John Cryer was a great Lex Luthor.
He's my favorite small screen Lex. I think he's apart from Rosenbaum, and Rosenbaum is in kind of a category of his own. So
I think Rosenbaum and Wellinger, it's like a weird conversation to have with them because like,
exactly
you don't really see them fully realized until like the end of the show,
until the series finale, and that barely counts.
It barely counts. Like that's just so like I'm 100% behind Tom Welling when he's like, I did not play Superman, and I'm like, you're right, you didn't.
He
played Clark Kent for 10 years, and you like wore a Superman S kind of.
For a minute. Yeah.
Like, so that's like,
I don't think he actually wore it even. I think that was
it's like imposed on his chest. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he actually wore it. I don't think he did.
That's stupid. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So it's obviously Rosenbaum is more in that conversation because like Lex Luthor was far more realized within those 10 seasons.
Correct.
Than Clark as Superman.
But still.
Yeah. You know, John Cryer, you're right. I think, as far as small screen, I don't know. John Shea in Lois and Clark was really good.
He's excellent.
He was really.
Before John Cryer, he was, I think, the best.
Yeah.
TV Lex.
He lacked easily. The physicality part of Lex, like the Lex that's going to throw on a battle suit and, like, go fight himself. Like,
yeah.
That's
he did not have that at all.
No,
the curly hair didn't really do him any favors.
No, it didn't. No, as far as like,
but he was so good, I looked past that.
Yeah, which is amazing when you think about it.
Like, yes.
Yeah. No, John Cryer, I think for sure. The Lois and Clark guy is good. Not Lois and Clark. The Superman and Lois guy is good.
Oh yes,
there's been quite a few small screen Lex Luthers when you really think about it.
Now there have, yeah.
The guy, it was one episode on Titans too. In the last season, there was Lex Luthor,
which I still haven't seen.
Episode. That's not worth your time. That's fine. But he was okay. Like, you know, for the time that was given to him. But
sure.
Yeah, no, it was probably John Cryer. But even then, like by the time that like his tenure was over as Lex Luthor, like it was okay. Like he started really strong, but then like they didn't know what to do with him either. You know, and. And so it just kind of like kind of ran its course.
I see.
You know, but so anyway, I'm excited for this new a fresh take, maybe just a more classical take on Lex Luthor, modern take. Yeah.
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 Neoclassical.
Neoclassical
Lex.
Yes, indeed. What about the S? We haven't talked about the S. It was rumored, people think they saw what was basically the Kingdom Come S at the table read. James Gunn tweeted a picture, posted a picture, whatever, of the actual costume. So you can see the color palette and the S design. What do you think?
I'm not a huge fan of that S design in live action. I like it better on the page than I do on screen. But I'm not going to let that bother me because the last time I let that bother me was with Superman Returns, and that absolutely doesn't bother me anymore. That was a silly thing to let bother me, so I'm not going to let it bother me.
The small S in Superman Returns still bothers me.
It is too small.
It is definitely too small. Not that the S looks different. That doesn't bother me. It's too small.
It's too small. Like, yeah, that I agree. That bothers me more than that it's a different S. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks silly. Yeah.
It does. It's too small.
Yeah. The different S doesn't bother me. I think that it is the Kingdom Come S, which means that like it's so like completely tied to a specific story that like I don't care if you redesign the S. Like that doesn't matter to me the same way, right, as long as like it is clearly an S. Like I never really liked the Man of Steel S. It's like a little too, I don't know what it is. Like I just never cared for it.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's not bold. It's like wimpy on the sides. I don't know what it is. But because it's linked to a very specific comic story, it just feels odd to use in a different setting.
Well, it makes me wonder, right? Like, because the color palette is not the Kingdom Come color palette.
No, it's classic yellow. It's classic exactly yellow and
so it blue. Makes me wonder, you know, like, will they have it? Are there plans for some kind of a Kingdom Come story, either somehow attached to this movie or somewhere else in the universe? You know, they're going to do animated is going to be all connected to this. All kinds of things are supposed to be all connected, according to what James Gunn has said, right? So, like, will there be a Kingdom Come, either live action or animated or whatever film? And the idea is it's all integrated. It's all in the same sort of universe. So, here's that S, but in the Kingdom Come colors, and here's that S, but in the classic colors. You know, I don't know. I wonder if there will be some kind of connection like that.
It's possible. The rumor is that the villains of Legacy, which apart from Lex Luthor, technically haven't been announced yet, which is funny that you just like consider Lex Luthor such like a part of the Superman core cast. You're like, well, Lex Luthor's in it, but he's probably not the main villain.
That's not a spoiler.
He's just like obviously in it, you know.
Right. That's like, obviously Lois is in it.
Right, yeah. Like, you don't have a movie without Lex. When you do, it's dumb, because you just have, like, a Superman 3.
Because like, everyone's like, where's Lex?
Where's Lex Luthor? Like, you don't have a Batman movie without, I don't know, Alfred. Like
Alfred, yeah.
You know, he's just, that's just part of the makeup of the story. But the rumor is that the Authority are the actual, like, not bad guys, per se, of the movie, but, like, the real contested, like, the antagonists, you know. And so, like, you have Superman, who's like in some ways old school, doesn't kill, treats people with respect, whatever, and you have the Authority that's like, we don't do any of that, you know. And so the push pull of like different types of heroism or versus anti-heroism, so it's like a little bit of like whatever happened to Truth, Justice in the American Way.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of Kingdom Come. It's a little bit of like these other things that are like Superman is going to like show you the way kind of thing, except that the moral of Kingdom Come is that Superman messed up and like,
yes,
he like went in a terrible direction, and like, it's not just Superman shows up and saves the day. It's like Superman shows up and makes it worse and then they fix it, you know, yes. Like, and so, yeah, but like, yeah. And so like, I don't, so it's like, maybe it's just like a hint of that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I mean, I have to wonder, wonder, right? Like it does seem to be saying something to use that crest.
It does. Or it could just simply be saying that James Gunn liked it and
could, it absolutely could. Yes, it could.
And it's just different from the other ones that have been on screen enough. It's like not right. The classic one. It's not a weird redesigned one, and it's really far away from the Man of Steel one, which I think more than anything is likely. That's like you have to like separate yourself away from the previous incarnation enough that like you're not even going to confuse the crest on his chest with the one that came previously.
True.
And the one that came previously is an S and is like really windy and whatever. And so like this one is a block. Like that, like that, like you kind of have to look for the S. It's abstract. Like you have to know the S is there to see it, like magic eye or something like that.
Ah, yes.
And so, and I don't mind that because, like, in some ways, it's like he's not just wearing an S on his chest. Like from the other standpoint, we're like, he's Superman. He has a giant S on his chest. Animal Man has a giant A on his chest. You know, like branding. In this case, like, it's more like Superman is who he is, not what he wears. Like, the S is, you know, abstract in that way. Just like,
sure, yeah,
Superman, or I don't know, whatever.
The S is just what he wears, not who he is.
Right. Yeah. And so it could be that too.
I like that.
So I don't know. It's fun to speculate, but truthfully, it is. If it's not even part of the story, I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. It might not be. And that's fine. And maybe it shouldn't be. It probably shouldn't be.
It probably shouldn't be. I mean, it's fine if you reference the S on your chest and you're in a Superman movie, you know, like, but you know, like, you don't watch a Batman movie and he like looks down and goes, you know, this bat, you know, you know, like they did it once in Batman Begins and that was fine. You never need to.
Do you ever wonder where I got this bat?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. My mom. She didn't make it for me
because she wore a bat made of pearls.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible. Anyway, I'm very excited about this movie. Rachel Brosnan, it's all on you. But it's also on all these things. Also, I really like the guy they cast as Perry White, whose name escapes me, but he's
Yes, that was I actually have not seen him in anything, but I know his face, and I was like, that guy.
He was on Jack Ryan. The Prime show. But that's what I know. He was on The Wire, which I didn't watch, but I know him from Jack Ryan. And he's great in Jack Ryan. Like, I saw him, and I was like, yes. What an amazing choice. I'm so happy.
Do you think he's a good fit for the role?
Oh, he's a great fit. Absolutely. Yeah. It's very hard to touch Jackie Gleason in my mind. Jackie Cooper.
Yeah.
Who would have been a good Perry White, probably. But Jackie Cooper was really good. Like, yeah. Just like, it's the most important
he was really
interview
good.
Since God talked to Moses.
Like, that's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. I don't know, though, man. Lane Smith for me is like, it's totally different, right? It's totally different, but like, he made it his own in such a good way.
He was an amazing one. Yeah, I agree. I was just thinking movie Perry White because the time is so limited.
Sure.
You know, but what I think I was, again, going to my friend at work, we were talking about this. It was all the same conversation. So I should just have him on the podcast.
At this point, yeah.
At this point. But he was saying that, like, he thinks that, like, one of the largest strengths of Superman the movie, and thereby extension the Raimi Spider-Man movies, are the entire watchability of the newspaper scenes.
Those
moments in the Daily Planet, and then by extension in the Daily Bugle for Spider-Man, were so integral to the enjoyment of that movies that, like, you could watch a whole movie of J. Jonah Jameson yelling at people and be completely satisfied. In the same with Perry White, right? I would be entirely satisfied.
Thank you, sir. May I have another, honestly? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Like, I think Sam Raimi saw, like, watched Superman and went, I'm doing that too. Mm-hmm. Like, he understood that every aspect of his character's life needed to matter. His home life, his work life, his superhero life, right? Mm-hmm. And it needs to work across the board. And I think Superman the movie does that really well, and Spider-Man does that really well too. And I just, like, I would love to see that here. Like, the Daily Planet needs to be an integral part of, like, who Clark is. And I, like, you need to, like, want to be there in a way that, like, it was truly just extra in the DC EU.
Like, oh, very much so.
He, like,
yeah,
happened to work there. Like,
yeah, exactly. There. Yeah, it does. You do need to nail that. I agree. That has to be a major component of him. You can't. There is kind of that triad of the Krypton stuff, the Smallville stuff, and the Daily Planet. And I think you have to kind of get all three right. Otherwise, the stool is a little bit wobbly.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, the Daily Planet stuff is like, it's like the human interest story, to, like, use the newspaper. You know what I mean? Like, this is where he is at his most human, even, like, when he's not at home, but, like, when he's at work, because at home he can be both, right?
Yes.
You know, but he really can only be one at work, and, like, he can only be one when he's Superman. So, like, you got to get them all, and you have to care about though. That's his extended family, his extended that extended cast. So you got to make them work. So
yeah, agreed.
So anyway, in summary, I'm excited, but leveled.
I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. I've not been like this optimistic about something this huge in a while. Mm. And so I'm enjoying being excited for something, like as excited as I am for the first time in a long time. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very much looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it in a way that, like, I know it won't be the greatest thing ever made. You know what I mean? Like, I'm past that point in my life where, like, I will live and die by whether this movie is good or not. If it's not, there'll be another one.
That's right.
Yeah, eventually.
Mm, eventually.
Yeah, it's fine. And if there's not, whatever.
And there's always the ones that I already love, too.
And there's a lot previous, so it's all good. But anyway, Frank, where can the people find us?
Beerwithgeeks.com would probably be the best place to start, because that's where you're going to find us talking about, you know, all kinds of Superman movies, all kinds of geeky stuff in years past. That's also where you can find links to rate and review us and subscribe in any podcast app that you like. It's also where you'll find links to our Patreon, patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio, so that you can support us that way as well. Throw a couple bucks our way and help us keep the show going. beerwithgeeks@gmail.com as well, if you want to shoot us an email.
Excellent. Frank, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And so until next time, cheers.
Cheers.